An Ontario health official says a child has died of rabies after being exposed to a bat in the northern part of the province. Dr. Malcolm Locke, acting medical officer of health for the Haldimand Norfolk Health Unit, which covers an area south of Hamilton, confirmed the death during a Board of Health meeting. Locke described the unfortunate details during the meeting on Wednesday, saying the case was contracted in northern Ontario. Basically, they woke up with a bat in the room. The parents looked at the child, didn't see any signs of a bite or scratches or saliva, and didn't seek getting the rabies vaccine, he said. So, unfortunately, that child is now deceased. Locke said rabies is increasing in the bat population, with a 16% positivity rate this year compared to less than 10% in previous years. Locke's comments about rabies referred to recent cases in Brant County that were outside the jurisdiction of the Haldimand Norfolk Unit, a spokesperson for Norfolk County said Thursday. The health unit for Brant County, which is located just north of the Haldimand Norfolk area, reported a rabies case in a Brantford aunt resident on September 6. It said the suspected exposure happened in the Gogonda area of the Timiskaming region in northern Ontario, and said at the time that the patient was in hospital. A spokesman for the Brant County Health Unit confirmed Thursday that there has only been one human case of rabies in the county, but declined to share any further information. The Haldimand Norfolk and Brant County Health Units have been looking at merging. There have been fewer than 30 human cases of rabies in Canada since 1924. Health Canada says all cases since 1967 have either come as a result of rabid bat exposure inside of Canada or exposure outside the country. Public health officials say there has never been a documented case of human-to-human rabies spread. The virus attacks the nervous system, causing inflammation of the spinal cord and brain, and is very serious. A news release about rabies prevention issued by Locke's own health unit last month said bat bites and scratches can be hard to notice due to bats' small teeth. Other animals known to carry rabies include raccoons, foxes, and skunks. Household pets can also be vulnerable and must be vaccinated against it. Nearly all the cases that we've had result in death, so it is extremely important that people that have any form of exposure seek the proper medical attention, said Locke. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 3, 2024. The Canadian Press.